How old are you, social media, Mike?
I'm 20, just turned 20.
20 years of age, social media, Mike. obviously, at 20 years of age, we've all been in that situation. You're an adult at 20 years of age, aren't you?
Apparently so,
20,
yeah.
You can drink beer, you can drive a car, you can pay tax, you're an adult. It's as simple as that, my man. Social media Mike is still studying at university, and he comes in here and he works his little backside off for this show. He does extremely well for us. However, he gave me some information on Monday, which kind of made me look at him in a different light. Now, social media Mike has got a lovely girlfriend. They've been dating for a period of time. Now, obviously, with him still being a student, it's quite difficult to go out there and get his own place, you know, so he can spend some time with his good lady. However, he has told me many, many things about his bedroom at his house. He's told me that he's got a fantastic system in there. He's got the old TV in there. He's got the speakers in there. He's got everything kitted up. He's into his technology, you know what I mean? So it's a place where he can take his good lady. Maybe to watch their favourite TV shows, a little bit of 24 with Jack Bauer, all the Netflix is on there. He's right into all that type of thing. It's a place where he can play all his favourite music, you know, like his Barry White's. All that type of stuff. It's a place where he can light his candles and look up to his mirrored ceiling or just kick back onto his velvet duvet. A place where he can wine and dine his good lady and show her what social media Mike is all about. Now, that's the impression that I got from social media Mike. That's what I thought was going on at his house. However, that's not what's going on at his house, is it? Last week, I was off doing decorating at Catterall Towers. Social media Mike sends me a picture of him with a trowel in his hand. I thought, what are you up to, you? He's scraping the paper off his bedroom wall, aren't you?
Yeah, I was, yep.
So you were redoing the boudoir?
Yes.
Back at your gaff. Getting the old mirrored ceiling ready, weren't you, sunshine?
Full decoration.
That's it, getting the old velvet out, all that. The leopard print, the kimono. It were all ready to go in the bedroom,
works.
Weren't it?
The works.
I asked him, what was the previous wallpaper that you had on the old bedroom there? What were you scraping off? Before he answers this question, I'll give you the answer. This is where social media Mike, 20 years of age student, had on his walls only last week. The flipping Simpsons! He's 20 years of age, man! Bart Simpson skateboarding around his bedroom! Flipping heck. I tell you something, your good lady must have loved that. I tell you something, we've gone out, took a Nando's, took her on a right date, we've got back to ours, we're going to go and watch some TV, have a bit of a chat. Bart Simpson's in there, man! What duvet have you got?
It was also Bart Simpson.
Was it really?
Was it?
Oh, man, you are ledge. Turns out, he's not the only adult with childlike things going on in their life. I'm going to keep this caller anonymous, but they're going to grasp the mate up. Your mate's called Fern, isn't she?
Yeah, so she's called Fern. And she had a booster seat until she was 14, just because she loved it. Her mum used to pick her up from school, and they used to fight over who was going to sit on the booster seat. And the funny bit was, she was going out when she was 14. At the weekend, she was pretending that she was, like, 18 and going out in Burnley. And on the weekdays, she was sat on the booster seat.
Mate, I think you have just won Wednesday. That is absolutely awesome.
How funny is she?
Superb, mate. Yeah. Superb. How old is Fern now?
So, Fern is now 19.
All right, has she let it go? Has she let the booster seat go?
She's got rid of the booster
seat. Oh, man, I'm absolutely crying. Beautiful work. Nice one. Brilliant. See you in a bit, my dear. Ta-da.
See you a bit. Bye.